You're listening to the Closing Market Report. This is Dave Dickey. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is Drew Lerner of World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. Good afternoon, Drew.
Good afternoon, Dave.
It has been a very strange December for the Corn Belt. Very cold, in fact, below average temperatures in many locations, if you go back historically. And then, all of a sudden, out of nowhere, you get severe thunderstorms.
Yeah, it definitely has been strange. And you know what? Those severe thunderstorms that we're expecting coming up here this weekend could be impressive. We've got quite a temperature contrast that's going to be setting up across the Midwest, with temperatures in the 60s occurring in the lower, or we'll call it the middle Ohio River Basin, I suppose, as we get into the latter part of this week. Tomorrow, not necessarily, but on Friday we probably will. And then a very strong cold front comes into the Midwest from the west, and we'll likely see temperatures only in the teens and 20s in the western Corn Belt. So a very strong temperature gradient across the Midwest sets the stage for some severe weather. And we'll also have a strong jet stream going right up through the heart of the Midwest, and plenty of moisture coming up from the Gulf of Mexico and dry air behind it. So it's a very classic setup for some severe thunderstorms, and we will see heavy rain, maybe some 1 to 3 and local 4-inch amounts taking place across the region from the lower Mississippi River Basin into the middle Ohio. So it's going to be a rather stormy weekend coming up.
Does this trend continue into next year?
It does, actually. The weather pattern is going to be pretty much stuck in this mode for a while. And we will see a lot of storminess, a lot of precipitation in the eastern part of the country while it stays relatively dry in the plains and western Corn Belt.
Let's turn our attention to South America, where a story about dryness is now brewing in Argentina.
Yeah, Argentina has come full circle. If you recall, from June through October, it was just terribly dry in Argentina. We had all kinds of problems with the wheat crop developing normally, and some of the early corn and sunseed not doing very well. Then November rolls around, we have perfect conditions, and the crops all got better. We got into the fields and got them all planted, but now all of a sudden we've switched again back into a dry weather mode. A ridge of high pressure has been promoting very little precipitation and very warm to hot temperatures this week. Temperatures in the upper 90s to around 100 degrees occurring daily last 2 or 3 days, and we're going to see that continue through the coming weekend in Argentina with very little rain except in the far southwest. And then next week we'll try to break the ridge down. We'll see how well we succeed at that. We should see at least a little bit of relief, scattered showers and thunderstorms, and temperatures that are a little bit more seasonable. But only for a few days, I think we'll probably go back into this mode here in early January.
And will that trend continue? Is it enough to get the attention finally of traders?
I think it will in Argentina, but not necessarily in Brazil. I think Brazil is probably going to have a rather minor impact from this weather anomaly. So Argentina will have some issues to deal with, maybe a little loss in yield. We'll see how well we do in January as we get closer to reproduction.
Thanks, Drew.
Have a great afternoon.
That's Drew Lerner of World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. And that is today's Closing Market Report. Remember, you can subscribe to our free Ag e-newsletter. Go to our website at willag.org and click on the subscribe link in the right navigation window. This is Dave Dickey.